The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Delight to have you here. It's Find Your Phone Friday, 5 minutes after 8. It is open phones for the rest of this hour. I love wrapping up a week in which we get a chance to noodle around with just about anything that happens to be on your mind. We can do that. 770-563-3 to join in. Now, Todd ended up finding his phone in Central Point. Todd, it's great to have you on. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. I was walking through Jacksonville yesterday, minding my own business, when I looked in a window, and there was a flyer from the Jackson County For All group. They're going to be having a town hall meeting at the library there this Tuesday between 5:30 and 6:30 on the restructuring of the, you know, the ballot measure, the restructuring county government. And I thought it was kind of funny. It had their the topic was how the $640 million proposed budget will impact your pocketbook.
Well,
like
impact
those guys care.
Oh yeah, I know. Democrats around Southern Oregon are always concerned about the cost of government. Like said no one ever, you know. But only in this particular case. You know what this really is? What I also find interesting is that Denise Krause and all of the other, the hissy fitters, you know, of this particular group, including a bunch of rhinos. I think there are some rhinos that are involved in this process, too. They are out there trying to convince you that somehow voting for three is bad, voting for two is better, and that it's going to be more democracy for you. And it's really all about just getting more Democrats in. They've been very upset because many of the people involved with this group are failed county commissioner candidates. And when you lose, the goal is not to become a better candidate, but you need to change the rule and stack the decks. That's what this is all about. And I think you figure that out.
Yeah, and you just had the mayor of Shady Cove on, and you also said how the county is pushing back on the state's denial of money for their needed infrastructure. You know, if you have the communists of Ashland joining forces with the communists of Jacksonville, if they get their way, those people will really not have a voice. They will really be cut off.
Mm-hmm. But they'll be saying, you know, you need to behave yourself a little bit better there and don't criticize the queen. You know, the queen being
so
governor, right?
If people want to burn an hour of their life and they want to go there Tuesday night, I might go just for the fun of it. I'll give you a report.
From what I understand, there's also going to be some town halls on the no side of it. In other words, the sensible side of this. There is only one way to look at this. And the other thing I can't help but notice is that the hissy fitters in the Jackson County For All Democrats and Rhinos, which is what they really should be calling themselves up there, they have an utter white hot hatred of Danny Jordan. Have you noticed that? As if for some reason, when the Democrats were to take over the county commission, that they wouldn't have an administrator. It's like they're really upset because he pretty much shoots down their crap every time they brought up stuff. It just astounds me. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
Telling the truth about how it's going to cost more rather than less.
Yeah. How dare he say it will cost more? Well, who has been better? You know, the guy that was originally hired to make up for $30 million in timber revenue that disappeared because of Democrat policies. So, yeah, let's put some more Democrats on the board. It'll be great. It'll be great. No, I'm kidding, of course. I'm being very sarcastic. But, yeah, this is one of those things, Todd. You know the way this deck has been stacked. This is what this is all about. I'm hoping that my hope is not misplaced here, that Jackson County people are smart enough and intuitive enough to understand what's coming up, and that you have to see who's asking for this, both in Jackson and Josephine County. Under attack at the same time, both counties under attack with the same similar kind of schemes. These are deceptive individuals. These are deceptive practices here, and it's all about getting us into districts ultimately and dividing and conquering what's left of Southern Oregon. So it's no on all three charter changers in Jackson and, of course, 17-116 in Joe. Okay? Anything else?
Well, I might bring a MAGA hat and risk getting beaten to death by the blue-haired old ladies.
Well, beaten to death, I don't know. Because remember, they're from the blue state. They're from blue, so They're just, they're inclusive and gentle and just loving individuals. You shouldn't have any problem there. I'm sure you, they'll want to have a conversation with you. Isn't this what we always hear from the left? Let's have a conversation, which usually means sit down, Todd, shut up. We're going to lecture to you. All right.
Okay. I'll see you there.
Okay. Be well. All right. 10 minutes after 8. 770-5633. Kim Commando Digital Update coming up. More of your calls. I have some other stories I wanted to discuss, too, including a really interesting theory on all of the celebrity kids that are coming out being transgender. There's an interesting theory being floated out there. I think it actually makes some interesting sense.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
One of each, Forte VIN 770-783, MSRP 21645, 3502, Sol VIN 235213, MSRP 22210, 3502, 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 4/30/24.
Making payments on a car you don't want to drive anymore? You need Kia Medford's Payment Wipeout. We're wiping out all the payments you have left on your old car so you can drive a new Kia, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $149 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Get into a new Kia, like Fortes or Souls. Your choice, just $149 a month during the payment wipeout at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Monday is April 15th, tax deadline day. Many who filed early are anxiously waiting refunds. With inflation, millions are in a cash crunch. For procrastinators, there's pressure and last-minute stress, and online scams are at their peak. I'm Kim Commando, brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Post a job for free and find qualified candidates quickly at linkedin.com/Kim. Online tax scams promise faster refunds and easy filing for those who haven't filed. The most common scams are phone scams, criminals pretending to be from the IRS demanding immediate payment. Next comes phishing scams. The email appears to be either from the IRS or free download to a well-known tax prep software. But this software steals your identity and your refund. Remember, the IRS will never call you or send you an email. Download tax software only from verified and official websites. The average taxpayer who falls for one of these scams loses an average of $8,000. You can't be too cautious. Get ahead at work with Tech Smarts. You can get it free at GetKim.com. When hiring for a small business, you want quality professionals who are right for the role and your team. That's why I use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to find the right people for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn is not just another job board. You get access to LinkedIn's vast network of more than a billion professionals, many of whom you won't find anywhere else. That's why it's simply the best place to hire. LinkedIn does all that while making the process simple and intuitive. Hiring is easy when you have that many quality candidates. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. LinkedIn knows that as a small business, you might not have the time or resources to spend on hiring. That's why LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make it simpler, like the new feature to help write job descriptions. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Kim. That's linkedin.com/Kim to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. That's linkedin.com/Kim.
The Bill Meyer Show on 106.3 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
Simple on-air polling question I have for you today. Do Americans deserve to be free any longer? I'm dead serious about this question. I'm looking at them ready to move forward in reauthorizing the surveillance courts again, the same ones that took Trump and brought him up on Russia, 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 and of course it was all a lie. It all came through the FISA courts, and yet the Republicans, along with the Democrats, looked at they're going to reauthorize it for a couple of years, no additional restrictions, no nothing like that. I was talking about that earlier this morning with Rick Manning from Americans for Limited Government. Of course, he was pushing for some reforms on FISA, and the Hugh Hewitts of the world, of course, calling the Matt Gaetz of the world the Knucklehead Caucus because they had the temerity to say, no, we should say no to the FISA courts without some reforms to protect Americans. So my question for you this morning is, do Americans deserve to be free any longer? I'm talking about deserve. Do we actually deserve it? Because it is starting to appear, given what is going on within the various organs, that most Americans don't seem to really care about being free. Or am I wrong about that? I mean, do you care about being free? Do you actually think that there should be a warrant before you are surveilled? Or do you think that in order to keep us safe, the government should be able to vacuum it all up? I would love to get your opinion on this morning. Do Americans, do they still deserve to be a free people, or do they not deserve to be a free people, given what has been going on? I would love to get your take on it. 770-5633. That's one question I would have for you. I'm just going to throw it out there. I noticed also that here's another example of, well, Americans do want to be free in some ways. Homeless advocates calling for more investments in housing. In other words, free housing. This is in the Daily Courier. I love this one. Vicky Eldos. National advocates for homeless people held a press conference this week urging cities, states, and the federal government to invest in housing to address homelessness, while falsely claiming that Grants Pass has no shelter and that city officials actively oppose affordable housing projects. Ed Johnson, director of litigation at the Oregon Law Center and lead counsel for the homeless people who sued Grants Pass, said he filed the lawsuit in 2018 because he said the city was ticketing, fining, and arresting people for sleeping outside with as little as a blanket to survive. He said the police actions were part of a deliberate effort to punish homeless people for being priced out of the expensive housing market in Grants Pass. I love that statement. You just kind of love a statement like that because, you know, so homeless people are all being priced out. There's certainly a certain amount of pricing out. I will agree with a little bit of that. But the one thing that Democrats don't want to talk about is that it doesn't matter how many free houses that you have or low-income housing that you have here in Southwest Oregon. If you're a fentanyl addict, you're probably not working and you have no money with which to rent anything. So the tent in Riverside Park is the best you can do, at least in Grants Pass. So we can talk about that if you wish to. All right. My auto answer is not working, so when you call, I'm just going to put you on hold, but I will get to your call. Let me go to... Hello, Logan. How you doing, Logan? Good to have you on. What are you thinking?
Hey, well, I think we deserve to be free. Call me crazy. Actually, a lot of people have for doing that. Literally.
So you think we still deserve to be... What is the evidence that you have that we still deserve to be a free people, given that there doesn't seem to be a whole big uprising over them reauthorizing the spy courts again, spying on Americans, the same court that ended up grabbing Donald Trump? What do you think?
Well, they are spying on Americans, Bill. I actually had a search warrant issued at my house just about 3 weeks ago. Fortunately, the king I serve... I'll just say this, since I still have it's still an ongoing investigation. I got to be careful about what I say.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this: when they came to one of my vaults in my garage, there was a note when they opened it up. All it was in there was a big letter that said "Just Jesus loves you" on it.
Did you really? When they come and searched you, huh? No kidding.
I had a call it a hunch. But I had a feeling they were coming.
All right. Well, I'll just direct it to you. Someone who has had, now, I don't know if you're, you know, I'm not speaking to your sanity or lack of sanity, all right? I'm not going to go this. It's not very often that I talk to someone who's actually had a team show up at their house.
I was cleared, Bill. And that's
okay. No. But still, you're an interesting case study, well, you know, to bring up here. So, but given your experience, though, do Americans still deserve to have these freedoms?
Well, it depends. It depends if our voting system works or not. And I'm a big proponent for more voter integrity and, you know, uh-huh, write-in ballots where you don't have to mail them in. You have to actually come down and vote, show an identification. I mean, I stand for things like these that are, I guess, insane ideas in the state of Oregon. But I would never think I would be in the state of Oregon and be put into a padded room for singing Amazing Grace. And then when I start singing Amazing Grace, they just think I'm obviously am crazy, because why am I singing Amazing Grace?
Uh-huh. All right. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much, Logan. 770-5633. It's 20 after 8. Like I said, do we still deserve to be a free people? Do we deserve it? Do we deserve it? Do we love freedom more than we love comfort? Maybe that's another way of looking at it, too. Where is the average American at this point in time? Let me go to line 2. Hello, KMED, KCMD. Who's this?
Hi, Bill. This is Deb calling.
Deb, how are you this morning, and what's on your mind? You want to bite on my question out there? Do we deserve it?
You know what? I believe we do.
You do?
And, you know, I do. And the reason I believe that is because there's 400,000 people buried at Arlington National Cemetery that fought for us to be free.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they fought for us. But what have we done with that bounty? What have we done with that, that gift? You know, brought from people who made those kind of ultimate sacrifices back in the day. That was back in the day. Now, it appears to me that we in the United States of America love our comfort. You know, they want to make sure that our hot government check comes in each month much more than we actually desire being free. Am I right or wrong? You know about that.
You know what? I have to agree with you. We took it for granted, and agree with you.
Huh. All right. But so how do we re-earn the right? How do you think we re-earn that? Maybe that's another question we can explore on this. What could we do? What could we then do to make ourselves deserving of the freedom that those people fought and died for back in the day?
Yeah, we find our voices and we stand up.
Mm-hmm. All right. Deb, I appreciate that. Appreciate your call. I know it's kind of a philosophical call that I'm asking about this morning, because when I look at them, you know, out there in Congress right now, duly elected by us, and they're just going to sit there and reestablish the KGB courts, you know, essentially. Do Americans deserve to be a free people, given the fact that nothing happens to the system that's generating this right now? 770-5633. I'll just put you on hold if you're calling, because my auto answer started working again. Sometimes the computer works, sometimes it doesn't. All right, I've got to reboot it. Got to kick it in the pants every now and then. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Hi, who's this? Welcome. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Are you talking to me?
I sure am.
Oh, hi. Oh, good deal. This is Joanne. Let me turn the radio down. I couldn't hear the click over.
Okay.
I think we are definitely worth fighting for. But we have to remember the battle for our voice is completely overshadowed by every other media that has the most access to people. So, and then you've got the elections, which nobody really believes is fair. So I think we do deserve it, but we have to find a way to outsmart the evil that's going on. And I don't know if we're going to be able to do that, because it's pretty tricky.
But you're thinking, though, that we still deserve it? We still deserve to be a free people? Or should we just lay down and take it?
Nope, deserve to be it. And then we need to start listening to those people who've immigrated over here, who went through it, earlier in their lifetime. There's a lot of people out there with stories that just aren't being heard. We deserve it, but we also need to start searching out the truth.
Hey.
We deserve it, because I think we're a good-hearted nation.
Yeah, good-hearted, but soft-headed.
Well, it's because we were raised that way, and our school systems and our education system got away from us without catching it in time.
Mm, good point. Thanks for making that. 770-5633. Do we deserve to be a free people? I know that it would be a lot easier maybe just to sit around and talk about going fishing this weekend or whatever. Okay, it's going to be raining. You don't want to do that anyway. But, you know, when I look at at Congress getting ready to reauthorize the KGB courts, otherwise known as the FISA courts, with no reform whatsoever, the same courts that dragged Trump, Tucker Carlson, and various other people through a dragnet. What does that say about us? I don't know. Hi, who's this? Go ahead. You're on. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, you're on. Who's this?
This is the Teller Rob.
Hey, Teller Rob. Take it away.
Well, my aspect on your question there is these useful idiots, in my book, are collaborators in the destruction of America, and they are the ones that don't deserve to be free. Because these are the crazy idiots that will be the first ones to go if we fall, because they're the loudmouths. They're the ones shooting their mouths off all the time. And what happens with a dictator or a globalist, they'll be the first ones to go.
First ones getting first eggs to be broken, then. That's what you're saying, right?
Exactly it. And people need to remember the way the French were treated, the collaborators with the Germans were treated after World War II. And
interesting.
They don't understand that they've been calling us everything in the book, trying to throw us in jail, and revenge is served cold. But they're just not going to be enough rocks for them to hide under, Bill.
Interesting that you said revenge is a dish served cold. I think that was the term that former Governor Brown ended up bringing up to the Republicans who defied her, too. So, yeah, it can go both ways, I guess. Thank you, Attila Rob. Let me go to line three. Hello, line three. You're on. Good morning. Hello.
Hi, I don't know if that's me, Glenn in Rogue River.
Glenn in Rogue River, that is you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay.
Do we deserve to be free? Do we deserve to be a free people?
Well, I think, first of all, we step back and look at the Constitution, and it is a free gift of God, the things they gave us. It's the first country that did that, so it is a gift. And mm-hmm. you can throw away a gift, no doubt about that. And Thomas Jefferson, I think, said it best when he mentioned blood and the renewing of our republic. It's going to cost. If we lose these rights, it's going to cost. And I'm sorry that it's that way. I had a friend tell me after Trump lost the first time, he said, there's going to be blood in the streets over this. And it, to a limited degree, that's been so. I pray it doesn't go further.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to wake up. We really honestly need to wake up. Do we deserve it? Only if we're willing to pay the cost for having it and getting it back.
Glenn, I appreciate your call. Thank you for making it. 770-5633. And let me go to line four. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Bill, this is Jerry.
Jerry, how are you this morning?
Doing well, thank you.
Do Americans deserve to be a free people any longer, given the such little reaction to abominations done against the people? What do you think?
Well, I agree with the final sentence of your previous caller before me.
Mm-hmm.
If we're willing to count the cost, it's something we have to examine in our own lives, Bill, on an individual basis. And, you know, nobody's going to be free unless they want to be free. Nobody's going to be do anything in life that's worth doing unless they want to. There has to be passion and a determination to persist and to seek freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's my...
So, it's in other words, it's not really a right. It's something that, you know, it's something that you must passionately defend and continue to go after. It doesn't just exist. It's not self-reinforcing, I guess, or self-enforcing. It's not a self-enforcing.
Yeah. If we're born into a noble family, which we're not, I'm not, excuse me, we're considered noblemen by mm-hmm. birth.
Right.
And, what we're talking about is different than that. Yes, we do live in America. We were born in America. We do say in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence, we are in favor of the individual and that the individual does have rights. But, we have to use our brain, too. We can't rely upon other, especially in today's culture, we can't rely upon other people to defend our rights for us.
Yeah, and you certainly can't rely on the state. And when I talk about the state, I'm not talking about just the state of Oregon, but the United States, as it were, too. You can't depend on the United States, which in some ways is its own self-reinforcing blob, at this point. The administrative state, it does what it will. And to a certain extent, we have to stop kidding ourselves here. But, do we deserve it? Do we deserve to be a free people? I guess we're going to find out in the near future.
I'll send you an email. There's more I have to say on this whole topic. But for right now, that's my concise opinion.
And I always appreciate that, Jerry the Bull. This is the Bill Myers Show. Happy to take your calls on this. It doesn't have to be about this, but You know, the funny thing is that I was thinking about this question not only because of the FISA Act 702 reauthorization they're going to vote for today. It looks like they are going to vote for it, no questions asked. But I also couldn't help but think about this because also opening up this weekend is the Civil War 2024 movie. Now, some have said that this was predictive programming. I don't think that necessarily is, but it is something which is kind of stirring the imagination. People are wondering, you know, how far can the people who claim to be free when the FBI and the KGB courts, otherwise known as FISA courts, can just do what they want, not just to Trump, but to you and everybody in this country. You know, a completely politicized top to bottom here.
Joel here with a mass story problem from Butler Ford and Truck Center. If Ford gives you a $5,000 rebate and Butler Ford matches it with a $5,000 discount and the government gives you a $7,500 tax credit, how fast will a Ford Lightning EV pickup that's saving you $17,500 go from 0 to 60? How about 4.2 seconds? And that's why I want you to test drive one this week. If after your Lightning test drive you decide you want to go with a good old-fashioned gas-powered F-150, not a problem. I've got them in stock with 1.9% financing for 72 months. And that Lightning test drive, 0 to 60 and 4.2, well, that can just be a really cool story you tell your buddies. Butler says yes to bigger discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. Butler says yes to 1.9% financing for 72 months. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where we've got your truck, your SUV, certified pre-owned, hybrid, EV, and huge savings.
72-month payments at $14.71 per thousand finance on approved credit through Ford Credit. Offer expires 4/30/24.
When John and Dan Drake purchased Drake's Paint in 2005 from their fathers, all the Benjamin Moore paint and inventory came with it, of course. But the most valuable part of the transaction was the name handed down from their great-great-grandfather. The Drakes have been painters for generations, and they've built their reputation with integrity, respect, love, and hard work. Those qualities are alive today at your only locally owned paint store in Medford and Grants Pass. Drake's Paint and Supply, featuring America's best paint, Benjamin Moore.
Oregon Trunk and Auto Authority is your one-stop accessory and protection shop, offering quality products like Lydex spray-on bedliners, undercoating, and truck, Jeep, and SUV accessories. Oregon Trunk and Auto Authority is now your premier source for overlanding, off-road, and outdoor lifestyle products. So what are you waiting for? Stop on by and get prepared for your next adventure. They're located at 4840 Airway Drive, just off Vilas Road in Central Point. Oregon Trunk and Auto Authority. Your department of adventure.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Meyer Show.
It's 8:33. Yeah, I know it's a little bit of a heavier thought, but they're voting on FISA today. So I was just asking the question if Americans truly deserve to be a free people any longer. You know, this would be like the fourth time it's been reauthorized with no restrictions, really. And it got me thinking because I know that this weekend the Civil War movie opens up. Civil War 2024. I don't know if you ever caught the trailer of that.
19 states have seceded.
The United States Army ramps up activity.
The White House issued warnings to the Western forces as well as the Florida Alliance.
The three-term president assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
Let me know if you want to try anything on.
Are you guys aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America?
We just try to stay out. With what we see on the news, seems like it's for the best.
Citizens of America, the so-called Western forces of Texas and California have suffered a very great defeat at the hands of the United States military.
Mr. President, do you regret the use of airstrikes against American citizens?
We're moving to D.C. today.
We need to go down there.
They shoot journalists on sight in the Capitol.
Yeah, interesting. That's part of the trailer. Now, I know it's just a Hollywood creation, and I've read several reviews on this. It's quite interesting. I might go see it. I don't know. because the people that have been reviewing it have been saying, I expect you to go in and hate it. And it doesn't really put a thumb on the ideological scale one way or the other. But it it is an interesting thought experiment. And it would appear that, you know, in this particular plot, you have California kind of aligning with Texas, kind of, which is kind of odd, you know, when you think about it. So it's not, you know, you can't go in with a preconceived notion. But one really interesting reviewer from Roger Ebert said that I went in expecting to despise it, and it actually ended up being quite affecting and moving. And it's about four journalists, I guess, trying to get to Washington, D.C., cover the story of the, you know, of a secessionist movement and things like that. But these are the kind of questions that go through my head as we have a Congress that is ready to reauthorize spying KGB courts on a supposed free people, which leads me to say, do we deserve to be a free people? They're doing the vote right now. They're doing this vote today. And there is, appears to be no question about it. Both sides getting together. And they'll reauthorize it again. As the FBI, of course, will come out and say, fire, 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 terrorists everywhere with an open border. But we're the problem. All right, let me just head to the phones. Hi, KMD, KCMD, good morning. And who is this?
Good morning. Good morning, Bill. It's kind of an interesting question to ask during the week that we're being extorted to tell the federal government everything about our financial situation.
That's an interesting point. That's right. Tax time on Monday, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It, you know, the second plank of the Communist Manifesto, graduated income tax. And so I think everyone deserves to be free, but whether they voted or not, it's a whole other question. And freedom is never free, and it can be lost in one generation, as Reagan said, and I think we have largely lost it. And you're talking about the FISA court. Well, what's empowering the FISA court? It's the damn fiat money system. Mm-hmm. Fifth plank of the Communist Manifesto.
Yeah, the blank check. The blank check that's able to funnel all sorts of grease into this. Yeah, okay.
Yes, and, yeah. And one thing that's important to realize is the apathy and ignorance of the American voting public has been carefully cultivated by the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, which is government education. And you take these small – I remember being in grammar school, and as a child, you don't think about why I'm where I am. But when you take those young, impressionable minds – that is their programming for the rest of their lives, to think the government has complete power over them, and the government is good, and the government is God.
Yeah, well, no government school, no government educator is going to go out there and say that you should be questioning your government. Almost no government wants that. You know, they want pliable people. I think they've completely succeeded at that. So, well, you're answering some of my question of whether we deserve it. We're not, all right? Thanks for the call. Let me go to Dave here next. Hello, Dave. Go ahead. Do we deserve to be free? Yeah, do we deserve to be free? Hold on, Dave. I introduced you, and I already said you're Minor Dave. So, Dave, you're not listening. Hold on. Do we deserve to be free?
Yes, if you're standing up for a republic form of government and the United States Republic. If you're not, then you should not be. If you're a progressive communist, you should have no freedoms.
All right. Thanks for the call. Let me go to Cherry. Cherry, you wanted to talk about another movie, too. You're our big movie reviewer type here. Good morning.
Yes, I am. I think Jason Statham, who's a Brit, I believe, he should run this country because, man, that movie, The Beekeeper, was an amazing thing. You talk about an assassin. It was like Die Hard meets Death Wish 4.
Really?
It was real. It was, well, I wasn't crazy about the trailer. It was just okay. But the movie had such heart, and so, it was so realistic, you know, about an ex-CIA guy who becomes a beekeeper, an actual beekeeper. And then what happens to this gal that he's very close to, who's like his mom, becomes the whole plot of the story.
In other words, this person is wronged by the state? Is that what that was?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And the corruption in this world, never mind America, is just, I don't know. Well, the only thing that going to help is Christ.
All right. You going to go see the Civil War movie?
I would love to, yeah. It sounds great.
I'm going to have to look it up there. Like I said, there was a part of me that's wondering at first, oh, yeah, they're just trying to get the, you know, the right to, you know, act out, like predictive programming. I don't think that's necessarily the case. The more I've read about this, I've reading that it's actually a much more thoughtful movie with a lot of bing bang booms than you might think. Right. Of course, the only weakness of this though is that the main four characters are journalists. I didn't know there were any left, but we'll see. You know how they how they play that. let me go to line four. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Who's this, and do we deserve to be a free people?
Is it me?
Yes, it is. Go ahead. Oh, it's Gino.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Gino. Hi.
Hi, Bill. Deserve is from two Latin words, de servo, from service.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a participatory republic. If you're not participating, you don't deserve. And I'd like to give you a quote from J.P. Curran, 1790. He was an influencer who really strongly influenced most of the founding fathers. He says, the condition upon which God has granted liberty to man is eternal vigilance, which condition, if he breaks, servitude is at once the consequence of his crime and the punishment of his guilt.
Interesting.
Crime against God to lose your liberty.
Yeah, we've kind of let God down then in that respect, haven't we?
Well, again, you're asking deserve, right?
Do we deserve?
Stay servo from service. We live in a participatory republic. If we don't participate, then we suffer from citizen narcolepsy. We already have term limits. They're called elections. If you don't like who's in office, don't put them back.
I appreciate the call.
Stay servo from service.
I appreciate the call. Thank you, Gino. It's a good call. 842. We can talk about this just a little bit. I'm loving this thought experiment right now. Do we still deserve to be free? Because Congress is going to be voting on FISA this morning, and obviously they think that we still need to be surveilled, and there should be no such pesky things as a warrant, even though the founding documents say that it's supposed to have one. And Rick was right when earlier this morning he was saying that, Bill, here's the problem, that you have the FBI going out there squealing about, we're going to have this... terror attack. Red flags everywhere. Red flags everywhere, all right? And nobody wants to be the Congress critter who voted no on reauthorizing the KGB FISA court. Because then the system, I guess, ultimately will engineer another terrorist attack. Is that kind of what's going on? You start wondering that, right? It's not even Conspiracy Theory Thursday. I don't know.
News sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Cerna with your NBC5 Morning News Update. The Medford School District is predicting having a $15 million deficit over the next 2 years. According to the MSD 2024-2025 budget preview discussion, a number of factors are contributing to this deficit, including a decrease in enrollment and birth rate trends and heightened student needs. But John Patach, finance controller for the Medford School District, says one of the biggest factors is inflation. The MSD Budget Committee plans to meet next month to work on a proposed budget for the 2024-25 school year. Then Southern Oregon University's Native American Student Union is holding its 31st annual powwow this weekend. You can find it at the Lithia Motors Pavilion on campus. Grand entry is at 1 and 7 p.m. on Saturday and noon on Sunday. Everyone is welcome and admission is free. Plus, Miss Indian World Tori McConnell will be there. Not only does she hold the 2023-2024 title, but she's also local, being a member of the Yurok and Karuk tribes. Then it's time to dust off your saddles. The rodeo's coming to town. The 11th annual Rogue Valley Rough Stock Rodeo is here Friday and Saturday. There's food and entertainment for the whole family. Head on over to Josephine County Fairgrounds to watch. The gates open at 6 each night. That's a look at your morning headlines for NBC5 News. I'm Natalie Serna, and have a great Friday.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
One of each, Forte VIN 770-783, MSRP 21645, 3500 due, Sol VIN 235213, MSRP 22210, 3500 due, 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 4/30/24.
Making payments on a car you don't want to drive anymore? You need Kia Medford's Payment Wipeout. We're wiping out all the payments you have left on your old car so you can drive a new Kia, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $149 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Get into a new Kia, like Fortes or Souls. Your choice, just $149 a month during the payment wipeout at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
2x4, 2x8, who do we appreciate? Hughes Lumber, Hughes Lumber. Tweedledee, Tweedledum, the carpenter just hit his thumb. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, what lumberyard has the best repertoire? Hughes Lumber, Hughes Lumber. Mary had a little lamb, but it needed fencing from the ram. She also needed a brand new barn, but only one company has the charm. So when it comes to lumber, what's your choice? Say Hughes Lumber and rejoice on Crater Lake Highway, Hughes Lumber.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
Congress is going to be voting here shortly on reauthorizing the spy courts on Americans, the same ones that took Trump down and got him in Russia. In other words, just surveilling. No warrants, no nothing. And the question so I posed this morning is, do we deserve to be free? Do we deserve to be a free people? Maybe we should also ask, do we want to be a free people? That was something that Brian was just raising here. But I'm just going to toss it out there to you. Let me go to Jerry. Jerry, you've been holding on. Hi, go ahead.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, you know, a wiser person than me once said the price of freedom is eternal vigilance.
Yes.
And I think we've kind of lost sight of that. We can fight it and earn it for our kids, but they have to fight it for it and earn it for their kids.
Yeah.
And one other thing, what are we free to do? Originally, the forefathers considered that we were free to meet our responsibilities to our fellow man according to the dictates of our own conscience. And I don't ever hear responsibility ever talked about. Voter responsibility, citizen responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go away just because you've got rights.
It's all about what are you going to give me, right? What do I get?
Yeah.
Good point, Jerry. Thanks for making it. Let me go to Gene. Gene, you're always you always have an interesting comment on this, I'm sure. Go ahead.
Well, I hope it's interesting. But anyway, as for the spy job, I think the DBI ought to spy only on the illegal immigrants, leave the Americans alone because they've already proved they're worthless. And if you remember, the minute Biden walked into the White House, anybody who didn't accept him as dictator could end up getting the bomb dropped on him.
Well, remember, no, you can't take on the government, though, because you don't have F-16s or whatever he was talking about. All right. Gene, I always appreciate your you grumpy or not. All right. I don't like the grumpy nickname there. Let me go to Carolyn. Hello, Carolyn. Oh. How are you? Welcome.
Hello.
What are you thinking?
Well, I have a quote here for you.
Sure.
And you guys can decide what you think about it. It's Benjamin Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters.
He's very wise. He was very wise about that because as you lower standards, and arguably every aspect of government, whether you're talking state and local to the federal system, of course, has lowered standards. on accountability, right? And when you do that, then you need a police state to keep a lid on. Is that kind of where you're going,
yeah,
right?
Yes, yeah, and I want my freedom. Yeah, if you talk to individual people, we want our freedom. Mm-hmm. But the governments, you know, have become so corrupt and stuff. That's why they want to spy on us, because they want to keep us in line.
And they need to keep their power. Yeah. Okay.
Are we worthy of that? Are we a virtuous people anymore? I have my doubts.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, Carolyn. Let me go to Glenn Archambault. Glenn, you're going to wrap up this segment. I don't know if we're going to have a lot of time for more calls. I'll try to squeeze as many in. But I always appreciate your take on things, too, because your father was one of the atomic veterans, too, wasn't he?
He was, yes. And that's what we're reading about today, because the world has become fascinated with atomic weapons, nuclear weapons, whatever you want to call them. The Russians love them. The North Koreans want to shoot them at us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, we are really into the atomic age again. But my father's team in 1945 is ordered to the bomb sites after the war, as it's ending. And Bill?
Yes.
There you are. Okay. I'm getting strange noises from your phone line. Anyway, so they're ordered to the bomb sites, and they become friends with the Japanese people, with the military officers, the police, the average people on the street, which is a really strange story, considering a month before they've been shooting at each other. But they bring...
No, I think that is I think that's absolutely fascinating. And it talks about a human truth here when it comes to war and peace, doesn't it?
It does, because both sides of the war were realizing they were both losing. The Americans, and they hate to admit it, were losing. And the Japanese were so stressed out and their people so stretched that the only option they had left was to become friends with someone who could help them. And that's what happened. My father serves under the rear admiral of the Japanese Navy, and their friends. And they talk about this in these diaries. It's an unusual story, that's for sure. But I think it forces all of us that are still here are going to have to respect that freedom we have. When you look back at people like my father, God, he had no other choice. That was it. You're going to be free or you're going to be dead.
That is I would love to read those diaries. Have you ever printed those or made those available for other people? I would love to see those.
You know, that's another freedom item, Bill. Those diaries are open to the public. Anyone who has a computer or a library card can read them.
Really?
They're not sealed. No, they were at one time. But you can read these crazy stories.
How can you see them? How can you see them? How can I see those?
I'll send you a link. I'll send you some links to it, and you know, anyone can look it up. They're the military side. They're fascinating stories. What it was really like to put feet on the ground on Japan.
I'll bet. You send me that link and I'll share it. The other thing I want to ask you, though, do we deserve and or want to be free these days as a people overall?
Absolutely, Bill. We want to be free. And there's people like me across this nation, and I know many of them, and they want to be free. They're not giving up. They're not walking away. They're still there. They may be quiet at times, but they're there.
Thank you very much, Glenn. I appreciate your call. 8:53. That's going to be about all the time I'm going to have on any more calls here this morning, okay? So we can continue this conversation on Monday about that. So if you're calling, I'm just not going to be able to squeeze you in. I'm sorry. Thank you for the calls. And, you know, do we deserve to be free? Do we want to be free? Let me just keep emailing me your thoughts over the weekend. I have a few emails that I'm going to share here in just a moment of people that have weighed in on this particular topic. Interesting way to go into the weekend, all right?
Voting is in progress for Bicoastal Media's Best of Southern Oregon contest, presented by Dusty's Transmissions. Go to bestofsouthernoregon.com and vote on over 1,000 businesses that were nominated in nearly 200 categories. You're able to vote for all your favorites once per day. So visit bestofsouthernoregon.com and help the best suppliers of goods and services win the gold and silver medals by voting every day through Wednesday, April 24th at 5 p.m. Good luck to all those nominated from Dusty's Transmissions and Bicoastal Media.
We have some real issues here in Southern Oregon, and when it comes to the state senator to represent us, there is only one clear choice, Christine Goodwin. Christine is a strong, vibrant, get-her-done conservative who won't leave Southern Oregon behind against those far-left Portland politicians. Matter of fact, as representative, she has the number one conservative voting record of all time by nationally recognized CPAC in the legislature among senators, representatives, and congressmen serving over 2 years. Christine helped recriminalize hard drugs, strengthen laws for our police, and even work to help Texas in trying to close the southern border. Hey, Republicans, make sure you vote Christine Goodwin for state senate in the primary. She's a winner, and let's back a winner. This former high school teacher, small business owner, commissioner, and school board chair knows how to get it done on all levels. Sending her to Salem to battle those urban politicians is the best thing we can do. Vote Christine Goodwin for state senate. Paid for by Goodwin for Oregon, PAC ID 21708.
Spring is here, so let Grange Co-op help you get your backyard and home ready for a fresh new season. Dig up some savings with help from us now through April 14th. Score great prices on this season's must-haves for backyard renovations, garden starts, DIY projects, and home improvements. Like buy three, get one free on GNB raised bed potting mix. Buy three, get one free on lavender. 30% off fruit trees, 10% off GNB organic lawn fertilizer, and more. Limited to stock on hand. Visit us at GrangeCoop.com to view our full ad and all of the savings.
Hi, I'm Randall from Advanced Air, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
I'll get one more call in just a second here, but it's some emails of the day, and they're sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com, right next to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant. Good stuff. And by the way, I was asking, do people deserve to be free? Do we deserve to be a free people? And Granny says, Bill, no, and they won't be much longer. Barbara ends up weighing in, Bill, we only deserve to be free if we fight for it. We have traded freedom for comfort. Wondered about that myself. Eli weighs in. I do. Eli, appreciate you emailing Bill at BillMyersShow.com. Let me go to Richard. Richard Emmons, who's the editor, publisher of the Oregon Eagle. Hello. What do you think about that question this morning here, Richard?
Bill, it's an excellent question. And I would argue that we don't have freedom now. So we obviously don't deserve it. And I think much of it is that most people have forgotten what it is to be free. Younger generations, they take for granted that when you go to the airport, you're going to be scanned and, you know, patted down and take your shoes off. And that's just the world they grow up in. And
they've been swimming in this for quite some time, especially since 9/11. 9/11 was the growth of the security superstate, essentially. It's what happened post 9/11, right?
It absolutely was. We took away so many freedoms because of fear. That fear factor was used to pass a law that, you know, over 20 years later is still in effect. And I think people need to get a better understanding of history. I think we need to teach it to our kids, our grandkids. I think that people forget that, you know, until 1913, there was no income tax. You know, the state legislatures appointed the senators. You know, we didn't have the Federal Reserve Bank. We didn't even have passports in much of the world in 1913 because people were free. There wasn't the socialism where people expected all of these handouts.
Well, yeah. In other words, you had to be a responsible individual. You had to be responsible or else you didn't really cut it, did you?
That's right. You had to provide for your family. You had to provide for yourself. I mean, most people, their only contact with the federal government was when they got the mail each day.
Or the census once every 10 years, for sure. Richard, thoughtful answer as always. I can always depend on you from the Oregon Eagle, okay? We'll talk again. Take care.
Yes, have a great weekend, Bill.
You too, everyone. We'll talk again Monday morning. Thanks.
If your tools and equipment are rolling around in your pickup bed and trailer, Two Dogs Fabricating will get you organized with racks, hooks, hangers, baskets, and sleeves. Two Dogs provides whatever.